so later, I had to go over to one of my corpsmen, got a letter of commendation. As a Negro kid, he really has done an outstanding job this year. And so I wanted to be sure he got it before I left, and I put two others in for letters of commendation, Hasegawa and Guerrero, because they really, really earned it. I thought this kid was going to really cry. You know, he's the type that he's, in a way, sometimes that people think he's a black power advocate, you know, because he talks that way, but worked like a fool and really a good tech. So we all have our idiosyncrasies, and if he's not black power advocate any more than I am, he's a good kid. The new supervisor doesn't like him, but that doesn't make much difference. Anyhow, back to the ranch. I was telling you about going out for Kobe steak that night with the two chaplains and how much I really did enjoy it. Well, the next day, Didi and I get up, and it was on a Monday. We went down to the store to pick up the stuff that I had ordered that had to be sent out by mail and take it out to the APO. And, I had ordered two 18-inch candlesticks, 12 goblets, not for me, Mom, don't get panicky, and a 144 piece setting of bronze flatware, which I wouldn't buy because you have to polish it, and I'm a little lazy. So I sent it, we brought that out to the post office and had that mailed, because the taxi driver took us out and carried it in for us and all that stuff. There was no, oh no, not the taxi, the driver from the store, they pick you up and all. And I picked up a good bit of the jewelry, and then a few other things that I wanted to get. So that evening, that afternoon, I went back and spent it at the pool, but only a couple hours because it was quite warm. But I really did enjoy it, you know, just laying out there in the sun, and it was lovely. The pool water was warm. It was quite nice, and everyone was very friendly. And then I went from that evening, we decided we would go to on the nightclub tour, which was Thai dancing and then American European type of nightclub. So it was only six of us that were on the tour, and actually it was quite nice. It's not like some of the nightclub tours in the States or the Latin Quarter places like that. We went to a lovely Thai restaurant called the Lotus Room, and again you had to take off your shoes before you went in. And but the carpets were so elegant and so beautiful, you know, just really wall to wall to wall to wall to ceiling, practically. You didn't mind. And we went in and sat down. Of course, we had, you could have had either Thai or American type food, and I had Thai food. It's kind of hot, sort of like a curry, you know. And what I had was good. They had rice, and I enjoyed it. And it was quite good. And the dances were excellent. I really enjoyed them. I had thought for a long time that perhaps I wouldn't like them. I thought the classical Thai dancing with all these faces, you know, that they make, and the hands bending way back, and the fingers and all. But the costumes were elegant, and actually the dancing was quite good and very funny. I hadn't realized that it could be comical, because I'd never seen it before. And it was quite enjoyable. And then in one scene, there's a monkey chasing the mermaid, and because she runs out into the tables, and we had a picture taken of her standing near our table, so I hope it comes out. It was quite good. They're all students. And then from there, we went to an American type of nightclub. They had a Filipino band that were entertainers, and I thought they were very good. Then we came back to the hotel. It was then about 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess. But it was nice. I enjoyed it. It was very pleasant. And it really was a nice day, I must say. On the next day, we got up at the crack of dawn to go to a, on the float, what they call the floating market tour. And this was on the Klongs. They call their canals Klongs. And I think there were seven of us in a boat, and seven or eight of us. And we went all along the waterways. And it was very interesting. The Thai people live right on the water, because everything is made out of teak. I mean, that's one of my favorite woods. But to see this teak just floating down the river is something. And it's quite an extensive waterway, and actually the water's muddy and pretty dirty because there's so much traffic and everything, but everybody's out there swimming, brushing their teeth, and doing everything in the Klongs. while it's not up to our standards, certainly they are a healthy-looking group of people, and I think maybe because they spend so much time swimming, all of the children were swimming with and without clothes. The kids, you know, up to about age 10 or so, they were having a grand time, and everybody waves and smiles, and they are a very happy type of people. So we went to the floating market. I didn't buy there because I feel it really was a tourist trap. They were, you know, they just, you couldn't haggle them down as well as you could at the store where I went. So it was very nice, that, though. I enjoyed seeing it. And going along the Klongs and seeing the people and everything, it was quite pleasant. And then, very warm, though. Then we did stop off at one temple, Wat Arun is the name of it, and it was closed because being repaired, it's made with all pieces of porcelain. And I went up a few of those steps, and we saw a lot of Buddhas and all, and I thought, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going in any more temples up all these steps and down. It's very nice, but and I didn't get to, so I didn't get to the temple where the reclining Buddha or the Emerald Buddha were. I just got to this one temple, took a picture of the Buddhas and hoped they come out. And then we went to see the royal barges. It's almost like a hangar-like place where they keep the royal barges. They only use them once a year in October. And they're really something to see, where the whole royal court and everything goes. And it's really very, very nice. You'd be surprised at how enjoyable it all was. Well, it took about 4 hours, I guess. We came back to the hotel and had lunch and then went out to the pool again. And that evening, the little girl we bought all our jewelry wanted to take us out to dinner. This is a custom there, too, and particularly if you spend a lot of money. So she took us out to a Chinese place, and the two priests went out with the owner of the shop or the manager of the shop. I was surprised to find out that most of the businesses in Thailand are owned by primarily Chinese, and the Thais are river people mostly, I guess. The Chinese own all the businesses, and they were, this girl was Chinese, and she explained quite a bit to us about it and about Buddhism, and, you know, we asked her a lot of questions, and it was like eating Chinese food in the other, well, not quite like Hong Kong, because as I explained to you, well, I didn't. The Thais don't eat with chopsticks. They eat with a fork and a spoon, and they just push the food onto the spoon with the fork. And we had chicken and what they call egg roll, but what we call egg roll. We had some of that, but it's not what they call egg roll. What they call egg roll is sort of round, and but it's good. It's cooked with shrimp, I think, in it. But it was quite good. A crab, like a crab cake almost, is what they called egg roll. And they had soup, and they had, I forget what we had. We had fruit for dessert, of course. That seems to be the main dessert. And fried rice, and the rice, of course, was delicious. And they brought everything separately. So I enjoyed it tremendously, to say the least. I thought it was an excellent meal. And then we wanted to, I'd seen a little blue teapot that I thought I would have liked, because blue and white is very typically Thai. And I was in an antique shop, and of course I went in and they said it was $35. Well, if it's $3.50, they'd have been talking more of my price. So I was telling this little girl, and we were driving through the market, and sure enough, I saw some of it, and we stopped the car. The driver stopped the car, and we ran out, and I got the little teapot and a little, like a ginger jar that I can put my dried mint in, and a little tiny vase, all for $3. So, you know, she went in there and haggled. Then I was happy with my teapot, though. I'm really pleased with that. We also bought some flowers. Flowers are very inexpensive, but all we bought was, they have the what they call spirit houses, and they advocate that if you don't sleep well,